Geek Speak with Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe, for the Telstra Shop, Murray Bridge and Mount Barker.
Let's do it. It's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Did you hear that brand new intro, Molly?
Oh, no, I wasn't. You know when you're listening but you're not listening?
Well, it's Molly's bestie, Richard Pascoe. Hello, Richard. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Love the new intro. It's great.
All right, let's start off, Richard, with ACMA today. We've actually seen a drop in telco complaints. That can't be true, surely.
Believe it or not, it is. I've actually gone down by about 15% from 323,000 to 274,000. That's a lot of complaints, we've got to say. Half are about mobile services out there as well. The rest are about the NBN and all the different services out there. I would urge people, if you do have a problem with your NBN or your mobile, when you ring up, be nice to your telco.
Yeah.
When you do it, be nice to the call centre. Don't start yelling down the phone, and, you know, don't start from the moment you talk to them threatening to take them to the ombudsman if it doesn't get fixed. Doesn't really get you anywhere. If you talk nice, you'll get somewhere. Also, very quickly, if you get a phone call from your own mobile phone number, don't answer that call. There is a new thing out there about scammers actually. It's called, they copy your phone number and they basically can mask what they're doing and send it to you as well.
Bizarre.
You'll pick it up, they'll say they'll try and help you fix this issue on there as well. So don't do it. I had somebody on the weekend who went ahead and did that, answered it, didn't do anything, didn't give them access to their phone number or their computer or anything like that. But when they told the bank, they had all their accounts shut down.
Gosh.
It's amazing just how intricate some of these things are. I've never heard of that before, but you know, I suppose that the scams are constantly evolving.
It's been
a big thing overseas, but it looks like it is coming here. So if Molly,
beware.
If you get a phone call from Molly, don't answer it.
Knowing me, I'd be like, oh, hello.
What's happening here?
Let's talk about iOS 15. The new update finally lets you block your exes and also places from ruining those photo memories that pop up. Amazing.
And places. So this will be coming in September with the new iPhone when it comes out. As well. So we always get those memories up there, and sometimes we don't want to see those memories, do we,
yeah.
Molly?
Oh,
we don't want to see certain people. We don't want to see certain people on there.
No.
So now what
you
happens?
You don't want to cry at work again, Richard, do we?
Oh, can't have you crying at work. So when you long press on an image now, it will come up with feature this person less or feature this place less as well. Because let's face it, sometimes we've been on the holiday from hell. We don't want to see it ever again. Just long press and it will go away. Great idea.
Interesting. All right, the long press. Hey, Richard, last week you got us up to speed with Windows 10. A little bit more news has come out?
Yeah, we do. We know that Windows 11 will finish support on October 14th, 2025, but officially announced from Microsoft. So we know Windows 11's coming. This morning, the first images have actually dropped down on the internet. They've been leaked before the June 24th announcement on there as well. It looks like Windows 10.1, people. Seriously, there are no tiles anymore. There's just icons on the screen. You can put them in the center or you can put them on the left. Whoop-dee-doo. So, yes.
How exciting. Let's do this.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week.
Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Alrighty. Facebook are working on a smartwatch with detachable display and two built-in cameras. What on earth does that mean, Richard? Explain.
We don't need this piece of crap, seriously. So it's the Facebook smartwatch. It'll have a detachable display. Can you imagine pulling that display off your watch to go along and take a photo with it as well? You know, at the pub on a Friday or Saturday night, you'll drop the thing. It'll go in your beer or your drink, as you do. the camera will be available for video calls. It's going to be a 1080p camera for capturing stuff on the back. They'll have accessories on there, so you can put your watch on your backpack as you run along. Yeah, you'll never lose that, will you, people?
Oh my God.
The Facebook Watch will be used probably to circumvent Apple and Google's control over mobile Facebook users as well. It'll be able to have Messenger or WhatsApp on there. It might have heart rate monitors. It built a custom version of Android. You know what? given their track record of data collection and privacy, why would you want to strap the Facebook watch with multiple cameras and a microphone to your wrist? I, for one, don't particularly want to do it. That's why it's the crap tech of the week.
I was going to make a joke about getting a vaccination instead with a microchip inside, but that would just be irresponsible to say. Richard, we will catch up with you again next Wednesday. Always a pleasure.
Look forward to it.